All right, good morning. Welcome to each one that is here this morning. Welcome to each one of the visitors as well. I've been thankful to be here already this morning, just everything that we've heard through Sunday school and the devotions and everything. So thank you to each one who took your part and shared this morning. Today I'll be sharing, I guess, first of all, this applies to myself, and if I title a message, I guess that I would title it Esteeming Others Greater Than Ourselves. And yeah, I'll start in reading in Philippians 2. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Philippians 2, starting in verse 1. And if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. And verse 3, I would consider being my key verse today. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And that stood out to me, that this mindset was in Christ Jesus, to consider other people before his own needs. And he didn't think it robbery to count himself equal to God. He said, I and my Father are one, in John 10, verse 30. But even though he was God, equal with God, he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of his servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And I thought that went well with what Jay shared this morning, being committed. Would we be willing to give our life? Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, the things in heaven, the things in earth, and the things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to the glory of God the Father. I'd like to read an account in Luke chapter 18, starting in verse 9. It's a familiar account. I believe we all know of this account. It's the account of the Pharisee and the publican. There are 9. It says, he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. 2 men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself and said, I thank thee, God, I thank thee that I am not as the other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So here the Pharisee had good works, but he didn't do it with the right heart. His heart wasn't in the right place. He didn't do it out of love. And doing a little research on the Pharisees, in Matthew 6, Jesus Christ talked about some of their faults. They wanted human praise. They did their alms before men. They prayed in the public so other people would hear them. And when they fasted, they made it visible. And Christ told us to do those things in secret, not to do it as a show, but do it in secret. God will see us, and then he will reward us openly for that. The Pharisees also had evil desires that were hidden by their pious shows. In Matthew 23, Christ called them whited sepulchres. On the outside, they were beautiful, most likely polished marble, but on the inside, they were full of dead people's bones. And the publican were a kind of tax collector, and they were well known to be sinners. The Bible says Zacchaeus was the chief of publicans. Later on, in verse 9 or chapter 19, it gives account there of Zacchaeus. And so, just reading this account, I had to ask myself, where do I find myself? Do I look at other people who I think are sinners, do I consider myself better than those people? It's a dangerous place to be if we do that. Something that I want to be careful when I say this, but something that I struggle with is when I hear other people talking about maybe a more conservative denomination, and a lot of times it's not in the very best way. And I don't believe that is the way Jesus wants us to talk. In Matthew 7, verse 3, Jesus said, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." So a mote would be equal to a speck of dirt, and the beam would be like a rafter or something that would hold up the roof, a big log. My mind went to a happening when I was a young boy. My cousin and I, we were walking after dark, and there were some briars across the path, and my cousin ended up with a sliver in his eye. And so they called a doctor, and they actually got a hold of a doctor who did a house call. He came out, and he got that sliver out of his eye. It didn't hurt his eye. He was fine. But I had to think, how would that have worked if he would have had a beam in his eye and tried to take that small sliver out of my cousin's eye? It wouldn't have worked. And to me, it just kind of made it real, that parable. We need to have our eyesight correct before we help other people. There's another account that I'd like to read in the Bible in chapter 18. It's about forgiveness. Matthew 18, verse 21. "And then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Have we ever been tried in that way, that a brother has come continually offended us? How many times do we forgive our brother? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, there was brought unto him one which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me. Shouldst not thou have also had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. So the first servant here, he had a huge debt, and we could take that as our debt of sin. We cannot pay for it. And the Lord forgave him because he asked him. And that's the way it is for us. Christ forgives us if we ask him. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, he washes our sins away. And if I look at all the things that I've been forgiven of, I don't have any right to hold anything against someone else. And looking at the next servant, he only owed him a small amount. I believe that was about a day's wages. It was a small amount compared to the 10,000 talents. Do we let the small stuff bother us? It's just a question I had to myself. The Bible also says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And just reading the key verse there, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. I want us to understand that we don't have to condone sin, accept sin, and just go along with it. But it's important, I believe, that we don't condemn people. In Mark 9, the disciples asked the question, who is the greatest? And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And I like how it says there, he sat down and called the 12. He called them to himself and he explained this to them. If you desire to be first, you have to put yourself last and to be a servant to all. We're called to love our neighbor as ourselves. I'd like to read another account here in Luke 7, starting in verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired that he would eat with him, and went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus was at meat with the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. And she stood at his feet weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of their head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of this woman is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Simon answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. And we have to be careful as well. If we see people, we don't know other people's story. Are we quick to pass judgment and consider ourselves better than other people? That was a challenge to me. And then Christ explains here, in verse 41, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. One owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? And Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. So here was a man who, we could say, was self-righteous. He thought he was better than this woman, but he simply didn't have as much forgiven, so he wasn't as thankful. And this woman who had lived in sin was forgiven much, and it shows here in her response to Christ. She was very grateful. In verse 44, and he turned unto the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins be forgiven. So is that us? We don't have much sin forgiven, and we're not thankful. It doesn't matter how much Christ has forgiven us. It's important that we don't consider ourselves better than other people, because we're all equal in the eyes of God. And through what Christ Jesus has done for us, we can have eternal life. And Christ is the best example of humility that there is. Him being equal with God and being one with God, yet he came down as a servant to serve us and to give his life for us. I'd just like to read Philippians 2, verse 3 again. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. That's saying that the way I understand this is not just to look on our own things, but also on the things of others. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So why should we esteem other people better than ourselves? I guess I'd like to close with that is, why not consider ourselves better than other people? Why is the reason that we should esteem others higher than ourselves? First of all, Christ called us to follow him, and that's what Christ did. He gave his life for us. We are the light of the world. He says in Matthew, "But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." So we see here that humbling ourselves and not pushing ourselves or our own agenda, it comes with a blessing. In due time, God will exalt us. And the last reason, in verse 5 here in Philippians 2, "Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus." Just a word here that because Christ thought this way, we should think that way too. So that is my message for today. And like I said, it applies to myself above anyone else. And it's something that I want to do better and to esteem myself lower and to esteem other people more important than myself. And just to walk in humility and following Christ's footsteps. So I will turn the time over to Tyler, and you can bring it to the close and open a time of sharing. So I also want to thank each one of you who prayed for me this past week and text messages and reminders. So just God bless you for that. So thank you.